The Story of a Half Man. Peng Shulin is 78 centimeters high. He was born in Hunan Province, China. In 1995, in Shenzhen, a freight train sliced his body in half. His lower body and legs were beyond repair. Surgeons sewed up his torso. He spent nearly 2 years in hospital in Shenzhen, southern China, undergoing a series of operations to reroute nearly every major organ or system inside his body. Peng kept exercising his arms, building up strength, washing his face and brushing his teeth. He survived against all odds. Now Peng Shulin has astonished doctors by learning to walk again after a decade. Considering Peng's plight, doctors at the China Rehabilitation Research Center in Beijing devised an ingenious way to allow him to walk on his own, creating a sophisticated egg cup-like casing to hold his body with two bionic legs attached. It took careful consideration, skilled measurement, and technical expertise. Peng has been walking the corridors of Beijing Rehabilitation Center with the aid of his specially adapted legs and a resized walking frame. RGO is a reciprocating gait orthosis attached to a prosthetic socket bucket. There is a cable attached to both legs so that when one goes forward, the other goes backwards. Rock to the side, add a bit of a twist, and the leg without the weight on it advances, while the other one stays still, giving a highly efficient way of ambulation. Oh, so satisfying to walk again after 10 years with half a body. Hospital Vice President Lin Liu said, "We've just given him a check-up. He is fitter than most men his age." Peng Shulin has opened his own bargain supermarket called the Half Man Half Price Store. The inspirational 37-year-old has become a businessman and is used as a role model for other amputees. At just 2 foot 7 inches tall, he moves around in a wheelchair, giving lectures on recovery from disability. His attitude is amazing. He doesn't complain. He has good care, but his secret is cheerfulness. Nothing ever gets him down. You have a whole body. You have feet. And now you have met a man who has no feet. His life is a feat of endurance, a triumph of the human spirit in overcoming extreme adversity. Next time you want to complain about something trivial, don't. Remember Peng Shulin instead, and there are a number of photos showing Peng, as he said, just half a man with no legs or lower body at all, and then with his prosthetic legs on his walking here with crutches. Amazing.